Hi, this is Space Kate here in Bremen for IAC 2018, and it is a very exciting day. We've had overnight breaking news, and I've come over to the DLR booth to find out what is going on. So with me is...
I'm Waldemar Bauer, nice to meet you. My role within the project was to support the core team during the integration and testing.
But what is the project that we're talking about? Let's start at the beginning. What happened overnight? Why are we excited?
Overnight we have a great event. So the mascot, the part of the Hayabusa 2 mission, was landed on the surface of the asteroid. So so far we know that the separation of the mascot was successfully, and the mascot is right now on the surface of the asteroid. It's great news so far. My congratulations on to the whole team of the mascot. And now we will see which results we can get from that.
So Hayabusa 2, it launched back in 2014, so it spent all this time getting to Ryugu, the asteroid. Now I know that Hayabusa 2 is going to do a sample return from the surface. What is Mascot doing to add to the whole project?
Yeah, the Hayabusa 2 is a mother ship which is bringing Mascot to the asteroid, right? The Mascot is a lander which goes to the surface and performs some in situ measurement, real on surface measurement, and for that we have four instruments on board. Two of them were developed at DLR in Berlin, and one of them was developed at Technical University Braunschweig, and one is the spectrometer. The complex part of this mission was also provided by the CNES. So it's a pretty nice collaboration, international collaboration here. And what we would like to learn about the asteroid is we would like to see what is the surface, what is the composition of the particles on asteroid. We would like also to measure the magnetic fields. As I said, the composition, the parts of on the directly on the surface, which is not possible to measure from if you have some distance in between, optical or whatever.
Now, this is not the first time that DLR has been involved in landing something small on something very, very far away. I'm thinking now of Philae, which bounced a couple of times on the surface of 67P. But Mascot is actually supposed to do some hopping.
Yes, that's correct. In this project, the situation is slightly different. We have a pretty low gravitation on the asteroid, 60 to 100 times less than on Earth. So it means Mascot weight on Earth is about 10 kilograms, and what we are talking about on the asteroid is something below 1 gram, right? So. And for hopping or for moving from one place to another place, it was a nice idea which arise during the project itself. How to go from one place to another, wheels are not the best way to do it, but we have some mobility mechanisms on it. And it is placed right here in the middle of Mascot. It's a moving mass. If you turn it right fast, so you can regulate how far you will go, right? So it's a momentum exchange, actually.
So it doesn't matter which way it lands. It's not like it's got legs that hop. It flips itself on the inside. Is that correct?
I don't got the question, sorry.
So it doesn't have little legs that jump.
No,
there's a mechanism inside, so it doesn't matter which way up.
The mechanism is inside, correct.
And this might be a silly question, but if there's such a low gravitational field on the asteroid, how do you ensure you don't accidentally hop off?
That was also the possibility. This is the it's a something what the engineers have to take care of, that we stay on ground, and I think we showed already that it was absolutely correct predicted how we have to to leave the mother spacecraft and stay on ground, and the next step will be to move from one place to another. So I think this is something what the engineers have to take into account.
And when do you expect the first hop, and when do you expect the first data to come down?
Generally, we think that after 2 or 3 days, we could be able to provide more information as now, because right now what we just get is a subset of measurement information, just how the mascot is feeling, simply to say. And later on, we will get also the real science data, which take a little bit time.
And how long do you think that mascot will be operational for?
They have a battery of about 200 watt hours, so we expect that mascot will, depending of course of the condition, somewhere in between 12 and 16 hours, and somewhere there we will for sure be, but for now it's difficult to predict, because so much of environmental conditions are there, so we have to consider them. Maybe you need to warm up a little bit more the systems or less, then you have a little bit more power for scientific investigation and so on. We will see.
So that's a lot of, I'm sure there's a lot of work's gone into the development. You've waited 4 years for it to get there and land, and you've got 12 to 16 hours. So what would be your hope? What would you really like to see from the results? Best case scenario.
Best case scenario, if you can find some water on it, and to have some, the theory that some asteroids might brought some water to the Earth, and so the life was increased on Earth and so on, and we hope that we will find some new results what we just now think to get, but if you get some information about the water, that will be great. So
we keep our fingers crossed, and we keep watching the news, and we wish you all the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.